Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At some point, I'm going to need like a 5-minute explainer of where we are with Drake and Kendrick Lamar. I'm kind of over it. I'm definitely over the fact that everybody via social media thinks they have to share their opinion on what's happening. But we'll get to that. There's somebody I want to mention that matters a lot to me that I think may be endemic to one of the larger problems facing new ownership of the Commanders. I'll explain that later. Right now, though, kind of perhaps the only thing overshadowing Kendrick and Drake is this roast of Tom Brady last night. And I think it, because it was so big, because of, Brady's name at this point, Kevin Hart being involved, Netflix, I think people under the age of 30 don't put a television on. They just put Netflix on. Like, it's... It was a really, really well done, smart, like you could tell Brady is at the forefront, Manning too with Omaha Productions, but like these guys get it, and it takes a lot to sit there and just get dunked on over and over. Kevin Hart, when he said Giselle's going to karate class 8 times a day and she's still a white belt. I mean, he said a lot more than that, but, dude, a lot of it was really, really funny. I'm not that familiar with her work, but Nikki Glaser was really funny. There was one dude who I don't even know him. You guys might know him. I'm bad at, like, stand-up comics. But the guy that was skinny with, like, a little goatee, dark hair, wearing a tux, standing up, kind of worked his way down, making fun of Bert Kreischer, making fun of Nikki, all those people. He had a couple of lines about Kevin Hart that were just, like, jaw-dropping. He had a line about Gronk, all of it. But in our effort to bring the people that missed it or were unaware of it to the Tom Brady roast last night, we'll start. So, like, Belichick, Manning, Brady all were there and read off jokes and did stuff. And getting those three in a room at this stage of all their careers is pretty damn interesting. So we could start with, now everybody that knows the story of Tom Brady and kind of the meltdown in New England, there's this like subplot character, Alex Guerrero, who was on the Pats staff and then eventually Belichick banned him from the facility, but then Tom Brady hired him as his personal life and fitness coach. That's who they launched the TB12 method together. Guerrero's got everybody eating avocado ice cream, all the weird stuff. Alex Guerrero was part of it. And Bill Belichick finally addressed Alex.
You know, people have said that Tom and I have butted heads a lot. And In a way, that was true, but not really. It was hard to butt heads with Tom because he was so far up Alex Guerrero's ass.
Yo, and Guerrero's sitting in the crowd, too. And I think Guerrero must have taken a Xanax or something. Like, he was so over the top laughing whenever it was at his own expense. Like, I thought Brady, he got mad at the one dude the one time. Brady did a good job, and the athletes, I thought, all did a good job of, like, laughing, but also they weren't that thrilled about it. You know what I mean? There were certain lines that pissed them off. Guerrero just seemed like it just seemed fake how much he was laughing about everything. But Belichick was not done. Gronk took a lot of heat. Belichick threw one at Gronk.
A lot of people, you know, kind of connected me with a saying called, you know, do your job, and telling people to do their job. And Gronk. Gronk, I've been watching you on Fox NFL Sunday, and I'm begging you, please, stop doing your job.
Gronk took a lot of heat in this. I think the person besides Brady that took the most heat was Kim Kardashian by a mile. And, like, as much as I like to push it, I don't think I can say many of those jokes that went at Kim's direction. There was a lot of talk about the end zone, if you know what I mean, Jeff. But, dude, I think we can tell the one Brady said. Do we have that? Brady said to Kim, no, this one wasn't bad. There's no end zone related commentary here. I know we don't have it, but I'll get to that when we do the Brady ones. Give me, this was awesome, especially if you listen to our show. I've been railing about this for a while, and I got no dog in the fight. But the Dynasty show that was on Apple TV was so one-sided, such a hit piece on Belichick, that I loved his response here.
You know, seriously, you know, Tom and I had our differences, but, you know, it only comes to love and respect about our relationship, and we did some special things together. You know, for all of you out there that think about who's responsible for the Patriots' success during the time when Tom and I were there, was it Brady, was it me, was it Brady, was it me? In reality, the truth of the matter is, it was both of us because of me.
Drew Bledsoe was there and had a good line. Ben Affleck was there and had a lot of really weird lines. But Belichick also had one other where he's like, yeah, you know, it's great that we're here on Netflix for the roast of Tom Brady. If anybody's interested in the roast of me, there's a 10-part series on Apple TV called Dynasty. All right, we'll run through Peyton real quick, then we'll go to break before Tom. Peyton Manning, I almost think Peyton Manning seems cooler now, post-football, than he kind of did as a player because they ran into the path so much. And I know at the end of the day, he finishes his career with two Super Bowls. But, like, that second one with Denver, that was a defensively led team. And whatever, he's got the ring, and that's cool. I think arguably the best Peyton team was the first year he was in Denver that they got torched by Seattle in the Super Bowl. But Peyton Manning is an absolute icon in sports and now in sports media. And pretty cool that they do the Manning cast, obviously, for Monday Night Football. And Peyton was able to get Belichick to join the show.
It is great to see the greatest coach in NFL history, Coach Bill Belichick, here. For those that don't know, Coach is going to be doing some work on Eli and my Monday Night Football show this year. I got to tell you, it's going to be awesome. Eli and I are super excited, and it's going to give Coach Belichick something he hasn't had in a while, the chance to be around quarterbacks that he respects.
I mean, good for all these guys agreeing to show up. My wife was asking me this last night, and I don't really have the answer. She's like, what are these roasts? Like, why do people do this? And I feel like it kind of started, it was like a Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin thing, right? And then I remember, like, when I was in college, I want to say, maybe I was in high school when the Man Show was big on Comedy Central. I feel like Comedy Central did roasts. I don't know. Watching this thing last night, I don't know how the hell you could put one of these on even cable television, like with FCC compliance. Because my mother-in-law was watching this last night, right? And she texted me. Where are you, Joyce? My mother-in-law texted me, never heard bleep so many times, but this is funny as bleep. That's my mother-in-law. Good for you, Joyce. Give me one more, Peyton. Just about the people, about his rivalry with Brady over the years. Number five.
Honestly, it is great to be here with a bunch of people sitting around talking smack about Tom Brady. Or as we call that in the Manning family, Thanksgiving.
It's funny that Eli got the upper hand on Brady twice, and Tom kind of never really did, at least when they were AFC foes. We're going to play the three Brady lines. I guess we have more than that. We have a bunch of Brady. But I also am going to tell you the Brady line about Kim Kardashian that is, woo, look out. Mitch Tischler joins us at 11. Sean Merriman, lights out, 12:30. Nobody go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.